My name is Linda, and I'm here to tell you about a special rule God gave us to follow. I'm pretty sure every Christian should follow. What is the rule that God gave us to follow is called the Golden Rule. And the Golden Rule is how God wants us to on how to treat other people. As it says in Matthew 7:12, how to treat other people. And most people apply under the Constitution, many the amendment, and some people follow rules at school, at work, maybe at home, etc. But now, as in the Bible and the Jews today, some Jews followed the Old Testament, but Christians today, we follow the New Testament. And I want to tell you that the new rule that God gave us to follow is the Golden Rule. And in Luke chapter 6, verse 32, for sinners also love those that love them. Like, if somebody, some people today live by what's called like an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth. Well, that's not the rule God wants us to follow, because some people might end up blind these days. And some people follow the live and let live philosophy. Well, in Jesus' eyes now. And the rule that Jesus' golden rule is the highest to which anyone can ever aspire, and the rule that most men today should live. If somebody does you wrong, like Rachel just said, you should just turn the other cheek if they slap you or anything. You should treat them nice. And I want to show you how you can apply this rule to your life. By applying this rule with friendship, you could be a trustworthy friend or given the benefit of the doubt. And maybe you should think, what is important to the other person? Treat people with the same respect you would want, like it says in Matthew 7:12. And just by applying this rule to your friends, what about your family and your enemies and members of the church? In your family, you respect your parents, you love your siblings, and parents respect their children. And for your enemies, as it says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, by applying this rule to your enemies, if your enemies spitefully use you, then you should not do bad to them, but you should do good. In other ways, and I want to tell you today how other ways you can apply this golden rule physically, by kindness and being kind to your neighbors, as it says in Exodus 20:17. Being kind to your neighbor is like show love to your neighbor and have brotherly love for them. And God gave us examples of these in the Bible, like from Joseph and Moses, David and Pharaoh's daughter, and showing brotherly love by being impartial and showing unselfishness and proof of discipleship and being severe. And maybe we can show these throughout our daily lives, how of the golden rule that we can show. So let's live by the golden rule when others do us wrong. If we are not willing to forgive other men their trespasses, then why would we expect God to forgive us of ours? And when our enemies do us wrong, then we should remember that Christ said, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you," as it says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 and 12.